You're listening to the Sustainable Packaging Show, the best place to learn what packaging is actually sustainable. If you learned something in today's episode, be sure to leave us a review and share with friends. Enjoy the show.
Welcome to the State of Sustainable Packaging for November 2023. I'm not going to do any headlines this month, and instead I'm going to cover a very important topic in understanding whether or not your packaging is sustainable. I'm going to ask everyone the question, do you want to take the red pill or the blue pill? All kidding aside, as a brand, there are times when you're going to have to make a decision on whether to prioritize what I call pollution potential or other environmental stressors. Now, I'll get into exactly what I mean by those terms in this episode, and we're also going to look at a study that compares the environmental impact of plastic versus paper retail bags. Now, what the study shows probably will shock you. So before we begin, I want to make sure everyone is clear on the term LCA. LCA stands for Life Cycle Assessment, which is a methodology for assessing environmental impacts associated with all the stages of the life cycle of a commercial product, process, or service. So LCAs are an attempt to quantify environmental impacts. But as you will see, it's not always as straightforward as it may seem. So stay tuned. I hope this is a great episode and that you learn a lot. Let's begin. Welcome back to the Sustainable Packaging Show. In today's show, I'm going to ask you an important question for you Matrix fans. Are you going to take the blue pill or the red pill? We're going to get into what that means specifically. If you don't know the Matrix or you don't like the Matrix, I'm cool with that too. It's about choices in life. It's about being at that fork in the road. And there's times you're going to have to choose to go this way or that way. And as it relates to your sustainable packaging, there's two factors that you're going to have to weigh at times and determine which you're going to prioritize. Factor one, I call pollution potential. Think about it, the harm that happens if the packaging is polluted. And this is not a term you'll hear out there. I think a lot of people don't talk about this. I just come at this from a common sense perspective. So pollution potential is over here. And the other will be other environmental stressors. These are things like greenhouse gases. These are things like water depletion. These are things like marine ecotoxicity. So you might be saying, Mike, isn't it the same? Something that has a pollution potential, wouldn't that be the same? Wouldn't that also be the one that emits the most carbon dioxide and methane and consumes the most water? And I'm here to tell you, not necessarily, not always. So in this episode, I want to get into a little bit deeper what I mean by those two terms, but also how you can weigh those two. And I'm actually going to ask you guys a question at the end. We're going to do a $1,000 giveaway, sustainable packaging credit to my family business, to the person who gives the best answer. So stay tuned until the end of the episode. So a pollution potential. Let me get a little bit deeper into my definition for this. So this would be an analysis of the actual likelihood that the packaging will be disposed in the ideal way. So a lot of times we talk about the ideal end of life is recycling or the whatever the ideal end of life is. Okay, what is the likelihood that it's actually going to be recycled, composted, et cetera, in that way? The plan A, as I call it, the ideal one that everyone talks about. And then the other part of pollution potential is consider the level of harm or negative impacts that could happen if it's not. I call that plan B. If it doesn't go the ideal way, what are the impacts? A lot of people don't talk about this. I think it's something that's worth considering. And then other environmental stressors, we're going to talk about all other environmental issues. There's many of them. Aside from the pollution potential, so things like greenhouse gas emissions, things like water consumption, things like marine ecotoxicity. So these are all the other stressors. And we can agree both are important, but sometimes you're going to have to choose to prioritize one versus the other. So I wanted to give an example of this so you can say, Mike, you know, what are you really talking about? Let's look at a specific example. And this is a 2014 study from Clemson University. They conducted a study. I'll link it below in the show notes. Life cycle assessment of grocery bags in common use in the United States. So this is something that we can all relate to. Do you want paper or do you want plastic, right? We've all been there. Again, I'm going to link the study below. And there's also been several studies that mirrored these results. So this is not just an isolated study, one time from 2014. It mirrored these results. So I'm going to read from the study here. In recent years, municipalities throughout the United States have considered and some instituted regulations and restrictions on retail grocery bags and carrier bags in order to promote sustainability and reduce perceived litter problems. At the time of this writing, about 6% of the U.S. population was covered by legislation or regulation affecting the selection of the use of grocery bags. This is 2014, so this has climbed since then. Such legislation is designed to encourage the use of select carrier bag types and discourage other types. Much controversy exists, however, as to whether the various alternatives encouraged by the regulations are environmentally superior solutions. So it's paper versus plastic, a lot of plastic bans. But this Clemson study and other studies are saying, wait a minute, are we looking at all the factors here, or are we just looking at a limited scope of the factors? So in this study, they compared four main types of bags, all, you know, reusable bags, single use, all sorts of them. But for this particular case, and to make this point here, we're just going to cover two of them. PBR, plastic retail bags, those are single use plastic bags, and paper bags, single use paper bags, just so we're all familiar with those two. And there's 12 different environmental impacts that they weighed between the paper and the plastic bags. Things like greenhouse gas emissions, water depletion, marine ecotoxicity, and 9 others. So 12 factors that they measured. Now I'm quoting again. The above figures show, this is according to this chart, that global warming potential of paper bags is 3.3 to 5.4 times that of PBR, plastic retail bags, depending on the recycled content and whether or not secondary uses are included. So recycled content, as you know if you watch the show, how much recycled content went into that bag, and secondary uses are other uses. They said maybe the plastic bag could turn into a trash bag. So 3.3 at a minimum to 5.4 times global warming potential, paper performing worse than plastic. So we all say plastic bags are bad. Wait a minute. It's better than paper in certain areas. Global warming potential is kilograms of CO2 equivalent. We're not going to get into what that means here. We could maybe do another show on that. But if you want to Google that, GWP, kilograms of CO2 equivalent. So if we look further down, now we're going to look at a chart where we're going to show the 12 environmental factors and how they compare plastic versus paper. So the red bar is plastic retail bags. The green bar is a paper bag with 40% recycled content. The purple bar is a paper bag with 100% recycled content. The plastic retail bag beats the 40% recycled paper bag in every category, in all 12 categories. And the plastic bag beats the 100% recycled paper bag in every category but three. But here's the point. Pollution potential has not been charted here. So plastic's beating paper, but what about the pollution potential, which isn't charted here? So let's read the results in the summary, page 16 from the Clemson report. Our results show that paper bags, even with 100% recycled content, have significantly higher average impacts on the environment than either reusable bags or PBRs, PRBs. So we haven't talked about reusable bags here. So paper higher than the PRBs. Much regulations now in place or being considered in the U.S. and frankly throughout the world encourage consumers to have reusable bags through the banning of PRBs or imposing a fee on paper bags. A number of grocery chains in non-legislated areas provide paper bags and sell various reusable bags. Here's the kicker, the summary from this report. Our results in this study show that these regulations and policies may have a negative impact on the environment rather than positive. That's a big statement. They're saying all the things that you guys are doing, you think plastic is bad, paper is good. Wait a minute. We think you might be having a negative impact. So you might be asking, what are my thoughts? Am I trying to say that I prefer plastic over paper? Absolutely not. Frankly, as a consumer, when I receive a plastic bag in a store, I don't really want it. I don't really like it. I prefer the paper bag. But as we look at this, we can't ignore the data. So we need to ask ourselves, red pill or blue pill? Now, frankly, I haven't fully figured this out, and that's why I want to go to you guys and get some opinions. Let's share some opinions. Let's have a respectful debate in the comments. So drop in the comments below, which is more sustainable and why? Given this data, and also given your personal life experience, you see heartbreaking stories of marine animals being entangled in plastic. That should also weigh into it. So I'm not saying I want everyone to say plastic or paper. Drop in the comments below, which do you consider to be more sustainable? So paper and say why. Plastic and say why. We're going to give a $1,000 packaging credit to the best, most thoughtful answers. Let's listen to what each other say. Let's not get heated in the debate. Be passionate, but share your view and let's see where this goes, okay? Drop it in the comments below. Thanks for participating in this, and we'll see you on the next episode.
The Sustainable Packaging Show podcast is brought to you by Michael Markarian and team. If you want to help us make sustainable packaging the norm, be sure to reach out. We would love to hear from you. Thanks for listening, and we will see you on the next episode.